Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. The rules surrounding Ohio's early voting has been front and center this week, and most recently, two Democratic Montgomery County elections officials were suspended after they violated the directorate by the Ohio Secretary of State, John Husted, that all Ohio's 88 counties followed the same voting hours, with no mention of weekend hours. I'm speaking with Jo Ingles today. She's been reporting on the matter for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Jo, is this argument basically a partisan one?
Well, yes and no. people would say it's partisan just because it has an element to it. The Republicans certainly stand to benefit if the directive stays the way it is and there are no weekend voting hours. That's generally thought to benefit the Republicans. However, the Republicans say the reason that they want to get rid of that weekend voting is that it caused a lot of problems for boards of elections, that it was unwieldy, that it was costly, and they want to have uniformity in all of Ohio's 88 counties so that all counties are treated equally, at least in the process. Democrats say that the process, if you treat the process equally, you won't necessarily have the same outcome. And they point out that, there are many, many more people who vote in cities than there are in small counties, and that a lot of those people prefer to go vote early in person, and a lot of them like to vote on the weekends. And in fact, we know that in 2008, 93,000 Ohioans voted on that Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before the election. And a lot of those people were in cities. Most of them were in cities. And one of the things, Emily, that we really need to remember, too, is that because of efficiencies that have been made at boards of elections, a lot of polling places have been consolidated or cut out or, you know, changes have been made to accommodate the new voting that's been in place for the past few years. And the Democrats are saying that they think those changes might cause longer lines, because if you have fewer polling places, you know, you might get longer lines. And we all remember 2004 and what that was like. So we don't really know how this will play out at this point, because there are so many things that are in place that haven't been in place before. It's kind of a huge unknown out there.
Can you give me a sense, perhaps, of how Ohio compares to other states in terms of early voting laws?
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, if you talk to Secretary of State Husted, he's very quick to point out that Ohio has more opportunities for voters to vote than some of our neighboring states. Some of the states around us, for Pennsylvania, for example, have more stringent voting laws in some ways. In Pennsylvania, you must have a voter, like a valid driver's license to cast a ballot. You know, you must have a voter ID. Ohio, when you compare to states around us, we have a lot of voting opportunities. But the thing is that they've been scaled back from what they once were. And that's the problem. Once you give people the opportunity to vote and become accustomed to a certain way of voting, then when you take it away, it's harder.
Well, how does this affect our election coming up in November?
Well, that's a big question, because a lot of this is being decided by courts right now. Courts could come back in and, you know, say we have to do this, we have to do that, and it could change everything. As it stands right now, we have no weekend voting. We do have you can vote absentee ballot on paper anytime you want to. That can be in the weekend. That can be at midnight. That can be whenever you want to vote on paper and get that ballot back to them. But, you know, what we hear from a lot of Democrats, especially Democrats in the African-American communities, they don't trust paper ballots because it's not something that they can see the whole process and control. And so a lot of voters do not want to vote on paper for whatever reason, whatever you think of that situation, whether those are fears that should be there or not, they are there. And so for a lot of voters, this is going to come down to being able to make it into the polls. And right now, we know that there won't be weekend hours unless a court says otherwise.
What's at stake with all this argument about early voting?
Well, we all know this is going to be a very close election. I mean, that's been predicted by everyone on all sides. And if you remember back in 2004, 170,000 Ohioans, that's what they think, that's how many they think, left lines because of long lines at polling places in 2004. The margin of victory in Ohio that year for former President George Bush was 118,000. If that 170,000 had voted, we could have had a different outcome in Ohio.
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles with Ohio Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me.